Hi, my name is Nisha George. I'm 16 and I'm in 10th grade.
My name is Nicholas Gordon.
My name is Erica Bland. I feel like I like going to an African American school, but I would want to experience different races so that I can be comfortable. I've been comfortable around white people, so I don't have a problem, but you know, Mexicans, you know, Bengali and all that, I just want to be comfortable around them.
It kind of leaves a lot of us curious about different races. And you know, when you go to college, it's a lot of different people. So stereotypes do come about when you try to talk to someone that's not of your race or something that you don't know.
Well, I feel kind of comfortable that it's nice seeing my own race because, like, when we see different people, well, we feel uncomfortable because they're different from us. But I feel that that doesn't prepare us for college because college, we see all races that's coming in there. So how do we deal with a different race?
My name is Andrea Salcido. I'm 15 and I go to Cesar Chavez Academy High School.
My name is Alexa Carrillo. I'm Mexican and I'm 15 years old.
My name is Mariana Vasquez and I'm 14.
My name is Eddie Solis. I'm 17. I'm Chicano and I go to CCA.
It's really nice because we all understand each other and we speak the same language.
We could all speak in Spanish if you want, and then we could like talk in English if you want to.
It would help if there's more students, just to get to know other races.
We actually got a couple of other races besides Mexicans in our school, but not a lot. But I think it would have been better if we had some other kinds so we can learn more about them, like share stories.
Like this one time we went to the movies as a field trip, and then like we were all just standing there, and there was like these like a white school right there, and then it was us, and then they like started laughing. They're all like, oh, look at them, I bet one of them is a Maria and a Jose. So they like started saying it like Maria, and then some girls like turned around and then they're like, you see, like just started laughing, you know.
My name is Michaela Struck. I'm a 12th grader at Seaholm High School.
I'm Austin Philbin. In 12th grade.
My name is Leah Levine.
I'm Jason Mondry.
I'm Michael Bertrand. I'm a junior.
We're a predominantly white school. I think that our school is pretty cliquey, and I do find without a doubt that race plays into that.
We all eat lunch in the cafeteria, and probably the most prevalent example of how like the races at Seaholm like divide up against each other would be in the cafeteria, how usually there's like an entirely black table that sits together just made of all black students. And normally it's just a bunch of white students at tables.
I just wish that wasn't something that we held so valuable. Like that would be the determining thing as to who you sit with at the lunch table.
To be honest, and this is not a good reflection of our school at all, so I feel a little guilty saying this, but I was a freshman sitting in the cafeteria, and at lunch we had an equally loud table of boys and girls and an equally loud table of, yeah. And our one of our hall monitors walked right by us to discipline the black people.
Something that I think one of my teachers has mentioned to me before is that when a lot of kids leave this sort of Birmingham bubble and they go to a different college or something, they're kind of, it's like a big step, you know what I mean, to be thrown into a much more diverse mix, you know what I mean, and have to, and interact with people that are a lot different than you're used to. And it's sort of interesting, but I think like being in this situation that we are now, it just makes a lot of us like very close-minded almost.
Yeah, I almost feel like to fix the problem, you have to address the problem. We can't admit that we have a race problem, so therefore we can't even fix it because we don't acknowledge that it's there.